Begin the current daf Masechtas Nazir daf Yudal begin with base. Begin today's mouth to begin with the Gemara Nitnah B'nei Tzarate becomes Tamei during his days of Tzaras. Here also we have the same Achlekes, which as Tzaras explains the case. I'm already Nazir Mayim. Someone says I'm Nazir from today. Basically, in this Naziris, and he starts counting as Naziris, which Meron Ranchberg adds on the word Minstare and becomes a Mitzera. Now, what's unique about that is Shemechalutai, the day when he's confirmed Mitzera in Oil Naziris, does not count towards Naziris, but become a Nesesa, also doesn't demolish it. Doesn't have to start that over, because it'll come on Perek Mishoma, like we're going to see later on in the next Perek Dabizan Mabez. The Nitma Bemez Mechalutai, in other cases, Toma, we become Toma from a maze during the days when he's confirmed Mitzera. So, Rishlokish, in Nesesa Yamarishan Mishamana, Linnazirusikan Mitzera, it's not going to demolish the original days that he counted after his Naziris before he became a Mitzera. And therefore, Kishat Mitzrat, and comes from Mitzrat, he can lay a Chalkada, say, if you have a Kabbalah, he'll bring the Kabbalah of Mitzrat. But yeah, so Yashim, in the Zir, he'll go and finish up the days of the Zir, like he made up. Whereas Rabbi Yechonam, he says, so he said, it is good to demolish the Zir, because he's in the middle of the Zir. But the Anlam on a maid didn't finish yet his 100. Or the Kishat Mitzrat, therefore, in the period of Mitzrat, Chalkada, he's called Mitzrat, he has to count all the days of the Zir. And as today's quotes in the words, the Gemara B'tzricha, we have to say, Lashmin and Plugtai, B'bnoi B'tzarate. So it's the same, seemingly the same achlekes, but the case of the son and the case of his tzaras. I think Gemara proceeds to explain. It says, Maz de beginu de Gemara, nit me b'yam gidl seo. It becomes telling the day of the growth of the year. Pierce Tais explains, what does that mean? If Amos, let's say someone says, Reini nazar shashm yam, a nazar for 30 days. Shaman l'chav min zirusa, when he counted 20 days of the zirus, kechu l'sum ha-karchei, bend its wind, and forcibly cut his hero. Now, he can't go ahead anymore and cut his hair on day 30 of his Naziris. Well, he becomes a Nazir and bring his Kabbalahs. He has to first wait 30 days from the day that the bandits cut his hair. Because the Ingidl Pachas Mashash Miyam, you don't have a growth of hair which has to be cut. It can't be less than 30 days, as the Gemara said, Vav and Mabez. Now, so the Hiskal Lama, so he starts now counting 30 days. But really, once he counted 10 days, his Naziris is really over. Because he already counted 20 days, Tem Shagilchu Alistim, before the bandits had cut his hair. Now the Elu Esim Yamachrein. Now these subsequent 20 days, that after these 10 days, Einim Rakel Gadol Seir. It's only there to grow the hair. Shechol Galeichach and Nizulus, that he could just cut his hair after Nizulus, like because of his kavans. And then the cases of Behem Nitman, those extra 20 days, it becomes Tamei. Now Tais just clarifies that if I did not get Beyom Gidol Seir in the singular on the day of the growth of the hair, but it could be made not in the plural, which it's like let's say in the case we picked this 20 days, could not get El Be Made Tzarati like for Tzaras we said plural of days. So the reason is it's not possible to us when you confirm Sarah, it's always more than one day. So it's plural. I would give the Sarah, but the growth of the hair that you're having just to grow the hair, it's possible to have it only not more than one day. Let's say the bandits cut him on the second day of the Zeus. He's really only adding on to 30, only one more day, but we give the Sarah for the growth of the hair, and therefore we say it in the singular. The next says not to begin with the Gemara. That hasam shnei naziris. It's not necessarily we have this machlekes in the machlekes of Rish Lakish. Yeah, you could say over there was two naziris, Shabbat Nevi'shaloi, his own and his sons. And machin so to mitzrayim come to many with tzras naziris lachod and tzras lachod. They were independent. One naziris, one tzras. But as Tais quotes from the Gemara, hachachad nazirisu. Here, it's one naziris. And these words of Tais are not so clear. Machin nitma biyim shu'tar. The day that becomes tar, chad nazirisu. It's one naziris. It's hard to understand what Tais is saying. But al kaponim. There's a difference between when it's two different things, or when it's one thing. And therefore, it's not necessarily, you could say, Shmuel says that even when Rish Lakish says not say, so that's what it's two different things here, when it's one thing, even though it's just to finish, it is considered as one. It would be says. Next says, that's the beginning of the Gemara, of course, he says, I remember the Grisham, Kiddush Tei B'dam, if the here is sanctified with blood, Perish Tei explains, what is this talking about? It means in La'achash and Nizik Adam, if after the blood of the carbon is sprayed, Nitma becomes Tomei, Koyin Chigilch before he cut his hair. As Tais explains, but Koyin Kiddush Teir, this we're saying the sanctification of the hair, that refers to Shlegilch didn't cut his hair yet. Why? Because the Pasuk says, but Kiddush Reisha, he sanctifies his head. Shepirisha, what does that mean in the Pasuk? That means Yasla Gal Reisha, he has to start growing the hair on his head, and he's starting with Naziris. So Kiddush Teir is really, as we see, that the hair becomes holy is when you're growing it, when you didn't cut it. So if you didn't cut it, but done, when you already sprayed the blood, so that's what Rav Chizkiya says as he quotes in the words of the Gemara, there's no remedy. As Tais explained, because like that, the Gemara thinks, that forever, for the rest of his life, he can never drink wine or cut his hair, because Kim Chevi Krakow, we already brought his kabbalas. And that's already done. And the problem is, we're keeping the Nitma Kabbalah Shigilah, but since he became time before he cut his hair, now the problem is, we'll have us come and without bringing a kabbalah, he cannot cut his hair. But he already became tummy, so it's not going to work for the hair cutting. So he's stuck. But then the Gemara says, Tais quotes, The words of the Gemara, Ali b'daman. Who are you going like? Ili b'Rabbi Elazar. You're going like Rabbi Elazar. But Tim Dabat Tagalachas Ma'akaboy, that the hearing is critical as to explain lishlas yain to drink wine. So then, as the words of the Gemara were, take Malaysu. It's within the time frame. Claim, in other words, the Tesis says, it's as if it became time before he brought his carbonus. Should we take Malaysu, which is within that time, but lister, and therefore it should demolish what claimer says. Tesis. In other words, what does that mean? It's a claimer because it's not like the simple translation. It means Yahaks of Yahweh carbonus. You should go back and bring carbonus again. Not stock. You can bring carbonus again. Mean like we learned in the Mishnah later on the Mem Zayin Manav. Mishnah Nizikal of Echem and Adam Benitma. If someone had that one of the Kabbanis blood was sprayed from already, and then it becomes tummy. So Rabbi Elazar says Sakol. He says demolishes everything. Parak Bengon like Mar asks, "Aye, how can you say about Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi says Kolach Malois when it's after the days of his Naziris are finished. It's only Shiva says only demolishes seven, just days to become pure." Mishnah Gemara answers, "Yeah, my says what does he mean when it demolishes? It means Kabbanis of his Kabbanis, and therefore Lachshu Yitar when after he purifies himself, you become Kabbanis, he'll bring his Kabbanis." And that's what Tais explained. Obviously, it's not precise. And these next two words are taken out and put later on, because I remember Elizabeth Pergin, the Lakamani beings, later on, Rebbe Lezer, and Daf Tazayim of A's, that when the Nitma be Amshalation, that's where the words are. When it comes to day 30, the Ainah says, only demolish at 7. See, right, it means to say it's going to be Saiser, his Kabbanis, but then you'll be able to bring it afterwards. Why is stuck? So as Tais quotes from the words of Gemara, Elibid Rabbanan. No, we're going like Rabbanan. Problem is, Hamid Tiklachas Lemak, but they say the Hekron is not critical. As Tais explained, Lishal began to drink wine. And therefore, the Kimishai becomes Kabbanis, since he brought Kabbanis. So, Mutal Tamas Lishas Bolay Tekla Tzkal. You let him drink wine, Mutam the Mason, without hearing Kani. So, why are you stuck? So, Tais quotes from the words of the Gemara, La Ilam, truth is a little bit. Yes, his Allah is going to quote Rabban. Ma'in like Tekon, what does it mean? There's no remedy. It means L'mitzig Luach. It means you have no remedy to make up the mitzvah of the hearing. As Tais explains, the Kimishai hated Kfar Kabbanis, since he already brought his Kabbanis, so Shubal Yavi can't bring it anymore. It's stuck, already done, because Tekalach is not Ma'akib. And therefore, Mi'an Mut Lishas Bi'an Bolay Tekalach Tzkal. You let him drink wine right away without hearing. And therefore, you won't be able to have any more of the mitzvah already because it's already done. As Tais explained, this is Eben agrees, who's everyone? Kaya Plukta, the Rabbi Shmuel. It's going back on the previous Machlekes, the Rabbi Shmuel. The Pligi they had in Machlekes, it didn't be Gidl Sarim Saiser, if it's in the extra days of the growing of the year, if that's going to demolish. That's what's saying, Bahachov, it didn't become the Glach, as we became time before the hair cutting, that Maiden, they all agreed, the Inus is not going to demolish, because now the Kamisha Gidl Kparat, like you already did the hair cutting, because now Ma'akab, according to Rabbanan, and therefore Eben agrees, not going to be Saiser. Next day, Masal, Tais begin with the Gemara, Nazar Shakol Yama. Running a Nazar that he already finished his days of Naziris. As Tais explained, Shemoni Kol Yemei Naziris, really count all the days of Naziris. Ve'oimed b'yom avos karbonos, and now he's standing on the day of bringing his karbonos. So then, as Tais quotes on the words of the Gemara, that if he becomes Tamei, like Alot Tamei, he's going to get lashed for making himself Tamei. As Tais explains, in Nit Mekrim avos karbonos, if he becomes Tamei before he actually brings his karbonos. But as Tais qualifies, well, in the Tais and Naziris Shemoni, it's not going to demolish Naziris that he counted. Achar Kol Yemei Krab, he already finished his days of Naziris. Now when he does, Kachem the Pregnant Gemara, although we find the Perek later on, Daf Tezai Merav, the Ayes of the El Nigmar brought it previously. If Nit Mekrim avos becomes Tamei day 101, Tais Shalosh Mei will demolish 30 days. Tais explains, and Daf Kim Kafav, that's specifically day 101, because we're going to read the Yom Shalosh of Tzigzera because of day 30, because Avim Tiklachas Deresik, because really it's 29 days, and day 30 is really the biblical day of doing Teklachas. They done Perakam, like we learned in first Perak, the Fahim Abayz. So 101 is similar to that, therefore we're Geizer to demolish 30. Abayim Mevish 9, but on day 102, and it says that it does not demolish. Now the next words, Kivega says, seems to contradict different tases, but Tais says, Oibim Shlosh Mechad, and it says, on day 31, we're also not be Saisa. But either as it may, it's not going to be Saisa, so it'll just get lashes. The next Tais, not to begin with the Gemara, really is on the topic of Tais Bavim and Aleph. So Shani Hachad Amma, no, here it's different, where, as Tais explains, here, Le'in Yutoma, that the Amrach one time says explicitly with Tamarish Nizrei, it's going to make impure the head of his Naziris. What do you mean the head of his Naziris? Misha Nizrei tell him Bereshai. It's only in Naziris that we're told that it's dependent on his head, meaning Shekhar Hashem, he already finished in Naziris. And the Emma Adan Naziris, El Bereshai, the only part of Naziris he has is on his head, meaning Shekhar Gilchid didn't cut his hair. Oh, I was like, then he gets lashes for the Toma. Because the Sibis is a buzzer, but Timei, Reish Nizrei. It's the Toma that's halacha that's dependent on the head of the Naziris. It says Tais, he qualifies me, however, Nidma Achash, every Kabbalah, nice, but if he came to me, every brother's Kabbalah, then Lemichai would not be liable, because Lamanda Amitakach, Lamakva, according to that one, that at least that holds, the hearing is not critical. Because the Ach Drosha, because this Drosha, Limituma, the Kodma, was coming, is only possible before it brought his karma. When we get shop at Naziris celebration, if it's possible that you could qualify this as Naziris dependent on his head, because Abish Dan Lehi becomes Naziris, what do you mean? It's not only that the hair that's not done. He also didn't bring his carbon, so he says, no, the Fishim Begufa last of the glasses. In his body, there's only relative is the hair cutting. But he says, I'm Shasa Yah in the Gilach, but if let's say he drank wine or Kodas here, Lemachai would not be liable because the like a Bukhra, like the Gemara is saying, there's no Pasig, come again by Tumma like you have by Tumma, you only have it by Tumma, and therefore it's only liability by Tumma.